Log Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
I gotta hear the beginning one more time. Listen to how. Listen to this. Oh, yeah! I'm telling y'all. If that jump right there don't touch you.
First of all, we don't own nobody.
Yeah, let them know, Trees, because, you know, I just get foolish with it. Like my co-host said, y'all, we don't own the rights. Kel wasn't there when they made Jamming With You by Bob Marley and now. You know what I mean? So she is absolutely 100% correct. We do not own the rights. But we love to party to that Mama Jamma. You better believe it.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, sis.
Hey,
how are you, sis?
What's going on? I had an amazing weekend, bruh.
Yes. You and I both. I both, and before I go any further, I would like to wish my brother a happy birthday again, because, see, dear V. Kale, your birthday is that whole month. It's not just that day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, bro, you got a couple of more birthday wishes coming from your bruh. And it was such a great, just like, oh my goodness. You know, you can tell who people are and how they are by the crowd that gathers around them. Okay?
Right.
We ended up watching the game Friday because the game was on, and all of us, including the women that were there, are basketball fans. So that was a given. But, and I'm going to let you in on a little secret, sis.
Okay.
You know how sometimes when some friends of yours are having to get together, there's usually one male or female that you just don't feel the same love or the same camaraderie, you know what I mean, that you feel with everyone else. Well, wasn't like that at all. Friday, at Brother Tang's celebration, or Saturday when we went back for the fight party. Wasn't the situation, wasn't the case at all. Everybody greeted and you know, showed the same love, and it was like, you know, this tree's co-host, and you know, it was just a good time, good people, you know, a great night, a great, two great nights, you know? And I, you know, I really appreciate you guys, you know, Risa kept saying to me how much she enjoyed it. She had a good time, and you know, your family made her feel like family herself, and how, mm-hmm. you know, how, especially how, you know, the Marlboros were shared. She really enjoyed that. So it was just a great time. It was a great weekend. And I just thank you guys so much for opening your doors and your family to us, you know, introducing us. And we, you know, had good conversation, like I said, and good food and good drink. And it was a great time. It was a great time. So I want to thank you guys personally. I want to thank you guys personally because, you know, some people say it, but they don't really mean it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when you find someone that means it, you know, it would, as my mom used to say, it behoove you to hold on. You know what I mean? So I must tell you all, we had a great, great time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and looking forward to, you know, many more.
The
many
next
more,
event.
You know?
That's
you
right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Yeah, you know I mean, all right. Now that's my spew. You know
yeah.
What, what say you? Because I'm sorry, I just cut you right off in the middle of yours, but I'm sorry.
Oh, no,
what say you, sis?
That's what I was going to talk about, the party, both times, back-to-back. And, you know, we get older. So, I mean, I was wore out the third day. Like, I was invited to a cookout. And I was like, I can't. I swear I can't. I got noodle legs. I can't do it.
Amen. Well, you know what, Therese? You and Tank were busy the whole time, and a lot of times people don't understand just what goes along with having company. You know, you're moving, you're working, you're doing things. You know, I don't know. I must have seen you at least 60 times ask me, "You all right? You need water? You want some drink? You good? Kale, you know where the bathroom at?" I'm like, "Tree. Girl, didn't I just put a light up in your bathroom, David? Yeah, I know where the bathroom at. Sit down and enjoy yourself. You know what I mean? But I understand. I understand 1,000% when mm-hmm. you're hosting and it's your home, you want to make everyone comfortable as
comfortable.
So, but that joint was funny, man. I was cracking up, you know. Tracy, you keep just let me interrupt because I just keep remembering little pieces, you know, just keep popping in my head of what was what and how we got down and the good time. The good time, that's what I'm gonna call it. You know? But it was fun. It was a lot of fun and you know, I really enjoy it. I really enjoy being a part of it. Thank you for the invite. You know.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. You know, and one of Tank's friends came over, and this guy here in the D.C. area that's been designing my Washington football attire. For at least 8-9 years now. He walked in and I saw my guy's name is G, and his emblem is a little capital letter G with a period in front of it, and then you know whatever you have that he has designed. And I saw that G, I was like, you know, G. He was like, yeah. He's like, dude, been making my shirts for years. I was like, man, he been making my shirts for years. And, you know, yeah. It was just funny because I'm like, all this time, all this time, I'm like, I've never ran into anyone wearing G's clothing, you know? But I've seen where people have bought, like, the jacket that I have or the hoodie that I have or a T-shirt like mine. And, you know, he would take a picture of them and post them on Facebook, and I would see it that way. But to actually see someone in person, I had to call G this weekend. I was like, man, you blowing up, bro. You were blowing up. I said, man, I caught some of your handiwork at a party this weekend. He was like, oh, that's what's up. He's like, that's what's up. But that in itself was good to me, too, to see us supporting us. You know what I mean? Because G has been doing this thing, this clothing thing, for a long time. A long time. So, I talked to him, too, Treats, about hooking up with him. And this football season, we're gonna try to do some. We're gonna try to do some designer shirts, some Kale's Corner designer shirts to give away for as consolation prizes. Because last year with the football pool, it was good the way we did it, but I want to give second and third prizes out, as well as first prize this year. You know what I'm saying? You know, we ain't gonna just have them like, oh, you ain't first, you ain't nothing.
That's true.
That ain't right.
That's true.
That ain't right.
We gotta do at least first, second, third.
Who?
At least first, second, third.
Okay. Girl, you sound like you had Tourette's. We have to do at least first, second, third. That's what you say, right?
Don't play with me, Kale. Correct. Yes, sir. That's
my co-host, y'all. That's my co-host.
It's like
what? All right, y'all. Today on Kale's Corner episode, we will discuss the Tank Davis and Romelo fight. What a great, great example of a champion and a champion's desire. A champion's desire. And we're going to get, we're going to get heavy into that one. The NBA Finals, a matchup that some have properly already dubbed the David and Goliath series. Golden State, a.k.a. David, the Celtics, a.k.a. Goliath. Okay?
Yeah.
Get your popcorn. Teresa, get your snacks, get your drinks, and prepare for a great final as long as the referees don't interfere. Now, that's my part. That's Kale. The referees don't interfere. And, you know, it's not a whole lot of nonsense.
Foolery. That's what's called foolery. Yeah.
Foolery. There we go. See, hey, my co-host, man. I love that girl, boy. As long as there ain't a whole lot of foolery and chicanery and craziness, we should enjoy this thing. The latest NFL rumors and trades. Jerry Jones calls CeeDee Lamb an upgrade. An upgrade. Jerry say, Papa, let me upgrade you. We're going to go ahead and bring CeeDee Lamb at the number one and let Amari Cooper go and do what he do. I need to know how y'all feel about that, man. I don't know if I'm too good about that, man. You know what I mean? Because Amari Cooper is what got Dak Prescott paid for real, if we really want to talk about it. Colin Kaepernick, and Treats, you know, I look for this thing as
yeah, that's it's BS.
Okay. Because y'all know the internet. They put out all types of reports that Colin Kaepernick had signed a two-year deal with the Raiders. Well, let us here at Kale's Corner tell you that that is some nonsense. And
fake news.
What'd you say? Yeah, fake news. Fake news. That's some fake news. Now, what I will say is, I don't know, y'all. I'm kind of to the point where I don't care whether Kaepernick plays or not. I'm serious. I'm serious because I'm looking at it like this, Tree. Sis, I'm looking at it like, dude, you're taking the slot from a younger player. You know what I mean? Somebody that can come up here and make a name for himself. I guess what I'm saying, y'all, is I'm more interested in the young hungry than the older. I want that old thing back. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
So yeah. But we're gonna break all that down, guys. That and much more, as you know, you guys start to call it in and doing like we do, and everybody get to making their points about stuff, and one thing lead to another, and the next thing you know, it's time for us to get the hell off the air. Okay. All right. 563-999-3782. And listen, before this one, if you guys have not gone to TNT Fashion and things, look at here. Your computer ain't on, I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
Listen, I had to look over my wardrobe. You see what I mean? Yeah, that thing. My wardrobe.
I hate bruh. Come on in.
The other day, and I said, dang, I got new polo shirts. I got new Adidas sweatsuits. I got new Nike sweatsuits. Dang. I looked at my baby girl again. TNT done waved their wand and splashed her real good. I'm like, dang. TNT, y'all better get at her. Y'all better get at her. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Do I love you? Do I look to you? Am I a sinner because I do the two? Can you let me know right now, please? For me to ask them.
I must beseech you. Woo. Good gracious, girl. I remember I ain't even gonna do it. Yes, I am. I remember I used to have my little boom box. That's what we called it. My little boom box on my shoulder, girl, walking down the street and wearing my little Pierre Bonet outfit, and listening to Tribe Called and all them, man, goodness gracious, those were the days, boy. Those were the days.
Yeah.
Look, we got to bring our next guest in early. My man Marcus, because Marcus, everybody know Marcus is a personal trainer, and he's on assignment. But Marcus, real quick, y'all. Marcus texted me Saturday morning and said, Hey, Kale, abort that comment I made, abort that. I was like, what are you talking about? He was like, man, Tank gonna knock that Bama out early, man. He gonna knock that Bama out early. So we began to discuss the fight, and I'm telling y'all, the only thing I'll say Marcus wasn't dead on with, was around that Romelu was going to go out, but he did say it was going to be Tank's power and quickness that was going to get him through that fight. So without further ado, I bring everybody my man Marcus. What's happening, Marcus?
Hey, Marcus.
What's going on, family? How y'all doing?
All right. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, man. Oh, man. It's been a long day, y'all. Long day.
Yeah, I'm about to say, hey, Marcus, I'm about to say, do I need to send you a V2 shot, man?
No, I'm good, man. I literally just, you know, I'm back at work, man. So now I'm about to change and go back to work. You know what I'm saying? That's how it is.
No doubt.
But yeah,
no
man.
Doubt.
So this, bro, this fight went exactly like I thought. Now I will say this: I was surprised that Tank kind of respected Cuz's power as much as he did in the beginning, because he respected Rolando, I think that's his name, or Rondo, whatever.
Rolando Romero.
That's how insignificant he is. But anyway. But I was surprised that he had that kind of power. You know, because he did.
Right.
Tank was respecting his power. But just like he did, like he does, and I will say this, I feel like he learned this from the Mayweather camp. Because if you notice that in the third round, he gains a closer distance. He stepped up, and he was able. Mm-hmm. Once he Tank will take a shot to deliver that knockout blow, and that's what it's something that he does. I said he bites down. He bites down on that mouthpiece, and he take your shot so he can knock you out. And he did that in the third round. I thought he was going to end him in the third round, but he had just, if you remember, I think it was like the second or third round, he had just missed with an uppercut. He had just missed with that uppercut, and he made that grimace like, ooh, like, boy, I almost got you. That was going to be the one. But Tank, like I keep telling everybody, that boy got that knockout percentage for a reason. He knows how to deliver the power. He knows how to actually do that. You know what I'm saying? He really got that kinetic energy, unlike a lot of people. There's only a couple people in weight classes that can deliver that kind of power, bro.
Right, right. And then the thing about it, it was more of Romelu walking into the punch.
Because
I had to watch the replay of the action to really, really get a true grip on what he was hit with. And when I saw it, and they, you know how they give you every angle of the punch. The back of dude hit. I mean, the punch started at the back of his head, down through his neck, his shoulders, all the way damn near down to his ass, shook and rocked and rolled. And then when he tried to get, when he was on the ground and like kick-starting his leg, but he couldn't get it. It's not funny because the boy could have really seriously been hurt at that time. But now that we know he wasn't hurt.
He wasn't hurt.
It's funny enough. Yeah, yeah. His pride was hurt more than anything. But,
exactly.
You know, I was just like, oh, my goodness, y'all. Oh, my goodness. And I had the thought in my mind, maybe it really is time for Tank to go ahead and get out from under Mayweather, man. Maybe it is time for him to go ahead and develop a name for himself, you know?
Well, I got to tell you that part right there, he need to quiet down about, and I'm going to tell you why he need to do that. Mayweather's camp is a very intelligent camp, bro. He's been schooled properly. You know I don't like Mayweather, but I have to say from a business standpoint, that is not a good move. From a business standpoint, regardless of how much he doesn't like what's going on, that's not a good move for his career. Mayweather has his hands in several avenues of professional boxing at this time. He don't want to do
that.
I understand what you're saying, Marcus. Like he is a bad move, but for any man, you know, sometimes all money ain't good money. Even though the money is right there for the taking, all money ain't good money. So sometimes you got to stand on your own money and make your own way. Just like Mayweather made his own way, he made his own way and got the name Mayweather. I'm gonna do the same. I want to do the same thing. Like why do y'all want me to limit myself? Because his name Mayweather. No.
It's not.
I'm not doing that.
It's not
that.
Time yet. It's just not time yet. That's all I'm saying.
If he don't go now, when he going to go?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
He hasn't learned enough. There's so many different avenues of the boxing game. And he needs to learn more. I don't know what type of camp he, as far as on a professional level, when we start talking about promotion, we start talking about all of the different wheels that have been greased by Mayweather along the way, all the connections that he has made. You're learning from that. So I don't know if he's at that point yet. Stepping into the promotional field costs a lot of money. It costs an incredible amount of money.
Do you think I don't think he should burn any bridges as far as with the Mayweather camp. Like, don't burn no bridges. Like, if you're going to leave on good terms, leave where, though, if something do happen and you got to, hey, I need to be able to come to you because you still my mentor. I'm still your boy. You still my man. You know what I'm saying? So I can still come to you for advice. Like, I don't want to be underneath your wings for the rest of my life. Like, if he don't leave now, when do he leave? Like, some of these things, even though you're saying he hasn't learned enough, I think he's learned. He's been around Mayweather enough to. I mean, look, if I see somebody screw above, man, I'm going to screw above it.
And let's not forget, a team has to be developed. For real, all Tank got to worry and concern himself with is the training and eating right and going in the ring and fighting. You know, his mind and his eye does have to be on the promotion and the financial side, because we've seen Mike Tyson, plenty of fighters who should have never had to step in the ring again have to go back in the ring because their money wasn't handled right. So it takes the development of a team. Now, Marcus, I understand what you're saying about Mayweather's camp and how they handle their business, but they're not the only candy shop. They're not the only candy shop. And again, you have to give others the opportunity. You have to give up. Everybody can't go to the same, McDonald's. Yeah, they all serve Big Mac, but over here they make sure that your lettuce and tomatoes and pickles all lined up perfect, whereas though over here, they just give it to you any old nilly-willy kind of way, because that's what they
do.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So I understand what you're saying. Let's take another call. Let's go to the birthday boy. Let's go to the birthday boy. What's up, champ?
Birthday boy.
Kel's calling the family. Much love and respect. What's up, big bro? Hey, Miss T. What's up, brother Marcus? Hey, man, I agree with Marcus, man. That boy got a mean left. That's all I can tell you. That left powerful, just like you said, big bro. And I also agree with him. I also agree with him that I don't want Tank, you know, to mess his thing up with Mayweather, because that's what I keep saying. I keep saying, like, don't lose the friendship. You know, don't, that's your man. Just because both of them can really still use the hell out of each other. Not use, but, you know, they need each other to me.
They both can benefit.
They both can benefit. Exactly. They both can. I needed that word, benefit. I'm going to tell y'all now, man, I appreciate that birthday, man. And I really do understand where that big 5-0 at, because when you try to party for 3 days straight, I'm going to tell y'all now, and I'm still recuperating, man. I'm done. I can't party like that no more, big bro. 2 days, that's it, man.
hey, but you know what?
Hey, man, we laying up like some dead rats in here.
I forgot to tell you, man. I enjoyed the hell out of that cake, man. You know what I mean? That joint was bomb. Look, Friday night. I came in here with some ice cream. Man,
he ate a Dallas cake, y'all. Kill ate a Dallas cake.
Yeah, the man tried to give me a piece of the sky, y'all. They tried to give me a piece of the sky, y'all.
He got a little bit of cowboy in
him. I don't want to hear nothing out of you, Marcus, about that, Joe. I don't want to hear nothing. I ain't even giggling.
He ain't know until it was too late.
Yeah. But, hey, that's magnificent. That's all I'm going to say about it. Magnificent. So, yeah.
Y'all got me good, man. Everybody, y'all got me real good. I really enjoyed that. I appreciate it.
All I'm going to say is the type of person you're measured by is the love that was in that room that night. Slim, you was a king.
Mm-hmm.
You was a king, dog. Because you,
I appreciate that.
You know he's the mayor, okay?
He's the mayor.
You know?
Oh, okay. That's what's up. I got a couple of bills I need to talk to you about, man.
There you go.
let's bring in Uncle Barry. What's up, Uncle Barry?
Come on, Uncle Barry. Take it off mute.
Take yourself off mute, bro.
Right.
He don't want to talk right now.
I don't want to talk about no Dallas cake or nothing like that. No, I don't want to talk about that. You're right. You know,
y'all slowly sucking
Kale down that worm. Y'all slowly sucking her Kale down that wormhole. And then he eating the Dallas cake. Next thing you know, he's going to be waving the flag. That's right, though.
Going out like
boy.
He can't call his team by the right name right now. He's still upset with that. You never know which way he might go, man, right now. He ain't in his right mind. He is not in his right mind right now.
Did he behind me, Satan? I rebuke you in the name of the Lord. He is a genius starting man. You know what I mean?
Hey, Kel, I'm on your side. I'm on your side for real.
You ain't on their side. Come on, people got me in a wormhole.
Hey, I'm just saying, you know, be careful. And as far as the fight goes, I had to do the same thing you had to do, Kel. I had to go back and rewind that thing three times because I didn't even see the punch the first time. After the ref had called the fight, homeboy was still trying to touch him on the chest with the gloves. Like, I'm okay. I'm like, hey, man, the ref had called the fight already, man. That dude was packed up and gone home, man. You still over there trying to touch the ref with the glove.
What you doing?
I'm alright.
The
ref was like,
no, you're not. He's like, yeah. I'm alright. Let me tell you something. He was going on up the aisle.
Stopping
the fight when he stopped it. Do y'all agree with when he stopped it? I agree.
Yeah, I did. Homeboy was on Dream Street.
Yeah.
He was on Dream Street.
I don't like when they keep letting them hit them when they already knocked out. I don't like that.
Yeah, yeah. The, I'm yeah. Like,
But look, that sis, that punch was so devastating, though, that, you know, he didn't get a chance to do nothing else. But when he was 5 seconds behind everything the ref was asking him to do.
Yes, sir.
So, he said, hey, look, the ref said, he had to walk to the left. That man was to the right, then walk to the left. The ref said, back up.
Yep.
Before the ref, and then backed up. And that leg, no, he was on the ground. All I heard in my head was, Rob, do the stinky leg.
I said, man, goodness gracious. I said, dude ain't, yeah.
Great balls of fire.
He hit noodling. That bad man hit noodling.
Yes. Come on.
Is he in the same division with Earl Spence?
Huh? Is he in the same division?
Is he in the same division with Earl Spence?
Yeah.
I think he is.
I still don't think he can beat Earl Spence. Even now, that's just my opinion from what I've seen.
Well,
from what I've seen, and
tank?
I haven't seen a lot.
Yeah.
If he's in the same division with Spence, I don't think he can beat Spence. I don't think he can beat Spence from what I've seen, and I haven't seen a lot. So, you know, don't take my word for nothing.
Are they in the same weight class though?
I would go along with what you're saying if it was pre-accident Spence.
Spence
fight
at 147.
Okay, yeah.
So
they
have a little
kind of
weight class. Yeah, they
okay.
got that.
Okay,
too big.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. That's how little I knew about what's going on in boxing right now.
Well, Darius just came in here and set me straight.
That would be a fight I would hate to watch, but I couldn't turn my head from it at all. Let tell Darius keep coming up. We're gonna take these calls, my man Lou and Darius. You right after Lou. What's up, Lou? How you feeling, bro?
Hey, Lou.
Good evening, brother Lou. What's up, Lou?
What's up, Lou?
Sorry, you can't see the fight. I wish I could have seen the fight. To be honest.
Hey, Lou,
but
let me tell you. Hold on, Lou. Let me tell you something. You better not ever scare me and Lady T like you did this weekend. Both of us was like, have you talked to Lou? Did you talk to Lou? And I'm like, you're not answering his phone. I don't know what's going on. Man, you scared the hell out of us this weekend, man. You scared us because you are big. Wait a minute. Wait. You are a big part of this show. You understand?
Sure, I am.
You are a huge part of this show. We love talking to and with Lou. We love your opinion. We love what you add. Don't ever think that your opinion isn't as important as mine, Lady T's, 57, Tank, Darius, anyone, we all are the same here. And it takes us all to make Kale's Corner. Now that I got that out, come on.
Okay.
Don't scare us like that no more, please.
Right.
Okay, but sometimes other things do come up, though, so I can't stay on the whole show. And there has been a lot of background noise lately, and I'm sorry because I figured, you know, because people don't like that with background noise on the shows, and they ban people on some of the other shows, and I don't want to get banned.
No, we're just telling you, Mr. Jeff, that's all.
Yeah. How do you ban family?
Okay.
Listen, hey, 57,
I've had to ban people from my show.
You've been muted.
Hey, man, I've been muted so many times on this show.
Come on,
57. That is just... I started muting myself for a minute back there. I was like, that was wrong. Mute.
I can't with him. Not today. I can't with him.
Come on, Lou.
Yep, so.
Okay.
Come on, Lou.
So anyway, I wish I could have seen the fight. I heard it was, you know, a decent fight. But, you know, I think you're right about Earl Spence. I think he is in the same division. I think he can hold it. I don't know if he's got all the candle to Earl Spence because I've seen him fight, and he's a pretty dangerous dude. So
they're not in the same weight class. No. Irv Smith fight at 147. Tank Davis at 135.
All right, maybe not now in the same weight class, but I could change.
I don't see that working out for fighters as much as we think it would in their favor.
Yeah.
Most of these guys that are moving up are wishing they would have stayed where they were at. You know,
here's another case in point. A few weeks ago, there was another fight going on, and they dismissed the fight because a fighter was off by a half a pound. I'm like, what? You're going to disqualify because he's only a half? How do you tell this we're half a pound?
But
hey, you would be.
Nah, he knew that for 2 months. You knew that for 2 months. You know what the weight gain was for 2 months?
Yeah.
Getting away from
it. Half a pound?
Yeah, half a pound.
Hey, Luke, what I'm going to tell you to do, get you a half a pound of hamburger or steak, right? Walk around with it on your back.
I'm glad you said
all
steak.
Day. Walk around with it on your back all day, and you'll feel the difference. I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, yeah,
half a pound, that's nothing. We're also talking about an equal match. Talking about an equal match. And if my opponent is a half a pound more than me, that's his advantage. And my opponent is half a pound less than me, that's my advantage. No, we don't want anyone to come in the fight with an advantage. You know what I mean?
That's true. That makes more sense.
All right.
That way.
All right.
Don't
use the raw meat analogy no more. Is that what you're telling me, sis?
Yes, sir.
Bad
example.
come on, Jerry. What's happening, Jerry?
What's up, D-Bar?
What's good with everybody?
What's happening, bro? How you feeling?
I'm good. I got a couple points. One, I agree with my mother. You know, Tank should leave simply because his name is promotion. Like, what he just did, they just sold out the Barclays. Yeah, they just sold out the Barclays. They said it was the highest paid event in, like, for boxing in, like, 45 or something like that years.
Yeah.
So his name is promotion. He might as well leave, you know? I mean, stand on his own. His name is promotion. Anywhere he go, he's going to sell out a fight. It's him. He is the promotion.
No doubt.
You're right. His next fight, he even yielded out. After he won, he yielded at Ryan Garcia. So I know for a fact he's not looking at no Errol Spence. Errol Spence is looking for Bud Crawford right now. That's a whole different, you know, conversation we could have. But right now, he's looking for
that yellow fish right there.
That's what we yield out. So, and then I think on top of that, in the fight that he's just different. You know, he waited. He watched Rowley throw that same combination. Combination. He literally just threw it. He threw it again, and he knocked him out. I'm saying, like, you got to take all his credit, man. He a wonderful boxer. I love him.
I love him, too.
Yeah, I mean,
I do like the way he fights, the style that he fights. I think I'm more like his mom than anything, because she was getting it in the spinning audience. She was letting them have it in the audience, and that's me. That's the kind of mom I am.
I'm telling y'all, Lady T all night was like, yeah, look, that's me, y'all, that's me. And when he was, he was like, yeah, look, y'all, that's me. I was like, boy, T, if you don't sit down, girl, she's about to go, nah, we were. Yeah, <he's crazy. laughs> let's bring our boy 007 into the picture. What's up, 007?
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up, guys?
Hey,
how you doing?
Good.
I just woke up from La La Land.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going
to. Well, you look up for calling them Boston Celtics fans.
Yeah.
Oh, but we talking boxing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. The Boston thing. Well, position is right. Only thing was the dude got knocked out.
No,
you say boxing. You all talking boxing.
Yeah, right. Prediction of Romero or Morero is boxing, right?
I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
I'm gonna go ahead and stay away from. I only want to talk about basketball no more. Hey, look, but the dude got knocked out in the sixth round. So that was a great boxing match. The guy from Be More put down. I need to start training with him.
Who are you fighting, bro? Who are you fighting that you need to train for, man?
Maybe Junkyard. Oh, no, I ain't gonna. I was gonna say Junkyard Dog, Hulk Hogan, somebody. I don't know. Hit him with the whoever. 46 years. Hey, look, nah, I'm training because I want to keep in shape next week. Next Tuesday, exactly 7 days from now, it's going to be my birthday. So I'm learning to be.
See the thing,
thank you, sir. The thing is, my mama told me always respect your elders. My mama always gave me, you know, the great things in order to survive in this lifetime. You know what I mean? Some things, you know what I'm saying? Some battles you don't have to fight. You let God fight your battles. Feel me? That's why. And this is why being 46 years old next week is, you know, it's a privilege for God to allow me to see that. Hopefully He'll let me see that because a lot of my folks ain't seeing the age.
You still a baby. You ain't grown up yet. We don't let you grow up.
Who is this and what have you done with 007? I need to know this.
Yeah,
I ain't never heard no guy.
He reflecting, bro.
Okay, that's what it is. He reflecting.
He getting old. Right. He reflecting right now.
Okay.
Everybody gets sentimental about their birthday.
Hey, look, and this is without the Marlboro.
That will help you reflect, though.
Wow.
I'm just kidding, y'all.
No, you wasn't. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be fine. He better talk to Marlboro. We'll be right back.
Rickety Row, give me the dad soup, here I go, so Rickety Flame, on, Geronimo, yo, I rickety burn, rickety rubber when I blabber, great, I'm rickety make the wonder twist, the actor, fake, it's crazy, I'm rickety breaking backs and busting lips, I rickety freak, jazz is nice, and those freaking tips. I'm rickety make enough noise like Bam Bam, throw boulders from bedrock, you'll get dropped, I slam man, so check it, I rickety record quick, awesome, I give it to got big ducks like Daddy Warbuck, oh Anna, I rickety rock the poker, cabana, banana, split,
Hey, y'all know what? For the first year, Dos Effect was out. I did not know what them Bama's face looked like. Every video was dark. They had them dreads all falling down or covering their face. I was like, man, what the hell do these Bama's look like? I saw them on the BET Awards one time, and I was like, oh, okay, that's what they look like. Them Bama's, boy, but hey. Man, Dr. Fag, Mike Checker, yes, sir. The NBA finals, y'all. We got that David and Goliath matchup.
Oh, man.
Golden State is appearing as David, and the Celtics are appearing as Goliath. Now, let me explain to you why, and I spoke with my co-host and other constituents.
God!
Y'all like that? My constituents.
Oh, that's right.
Hey.
Which one of the constituents is...
The birthday boy.
Okay. Me,
Damn.
I guess.
That was 57, wasn't it? That's it, Kane.
Yeah.
You already know.
You know it was.
Well, anyway.
who was who?
We chose David as Golden State because Steph Curry and those guys are really small. Draymond Green. And, you know, it's like the biggest dude that they have on their team. So, you know, in comparison to the Celtics, the Golden State Warriors are a small team. And we chose the Celtics as Goliath because they've been there and done that. And that organization had, what, 17 championships already? What is it, 16? How many is it?
16.
No, okay. 17. They tied up. Lakers and Celtics tied up. 17.
That's the organization. This team hasn't been there. Been there. Just the organization, bro.
We're talking about organization versus organization, bro. That's what we're talking about.
No, we're not going. We're going team against team. We're not going organization. You done bought in the Tang stuff, bro. We ain't going organization to organization. We're going team against team.
But
that's how we
play
in this game.
It's still whatever way y'all want to look at it. The organization and the team is the same thing. So, I mean, what we talking about?
Oh,
hey,
Lord.
Here we go.
Back up.
What?
Back
what
up playing. Got them so sold in today,
hey,
Kay.
Hello?
You got them sold in
hello?
Today.
Hey, can I say this?
Well,
how the Celtics is Goliath, what they haven't been nowhere really since 2008, where the Celtics had to get by Brooklyn, they had to get by, the team they played the other day, and
you're making
that
point.
In the middle? No, the point is the steps they had to make, you know, Tatum had to, all them teams that they beat this year, they had to get past, got all three at once. So
Goliath is
the Warriors.
No, that's what Goliath had to do. He had to fight all those people to get to where he needed to be, which was fight the original champion, which is Golden State. That's what
they didn't take themselves.
And you know what? You know what, 007? You know what, 007?
Yes, sir.
Listening is fundamental, man. Because you just sat there and said everything just in a different way. Listening is fundamental, bro. It's fundamental, I'm telling you. You can learn a lot from a couple of dummies, right?
Mm-hmm. I was listening to y'all, but... The Warriors didn't have to go through the road the Celtics had to go through.
We're not talking about the Warriors. Goliath, only one can be David and one can be Goliath. The Warriors are David and the Celtics are Goliath. And if you want to break it down like 57 is calling for, then we're just going to talk about mere size of the team. And Golden State doesn't have anyone to match up with the height of the Celtic team. We can honestly say the Celtics, I mean Golden State, got by all season playing four guards and a center, for real, all season. Do you think that's going to last for them in this playoff against the Celtics? I don't know. I don't know, because all the Celtics need to do is put a big man in there, and rebounds are theirs.
Y'all talk about players instead of, you know, the team overall.
I'm going to need you to put that damn Marlboro down, man.
What's going on over there?
Nah, I just woke up. That's all. I'm trying to gather what y'all was talking about because I didn't understand what y'all was talking about on David the Goliath. That's all.
You make me think that you better hang with Martin Lawrence. You got some of that Martin Lee going on with
that
you.
How y'all feel? Kevin Durant feel right now, being as though he was just with the Golden State and now they back in the playoff? I mean, you know, they're there. And Kyrie Irving was with Boston. So, I mean, what do y'all think they How do y'all think they feel right now?
They should be thinking about how they're going to get better next year. They shouldn't be thinking about this right now.
Neither one of them can afford to concern themselves with what's happening with their former teams. Neither one of them can afford that. You know what I mean?
Maybe he's going to Golden State too. He tried to leave there and go to Lakers because he wanted to be with the Lakers. I know you mad now.
Hey, man.
They weren't even trying to get rid of him. He wanted to go.
When you make a decision, you have to stand behind that decision. You can't go with the what ifs and I should haves and all that because it's already made. Go ahead, Fitzgerald.
It's already done.
I'm taking Golden State to win the whole thing, but I'm not putting it past Boston. I'm not taking anything from Boston because Boston got a great defensive team. And a good defensive team
can
pull you out of damn near anything. So I'm just saying I don't think Boston got I think Golden State got too many shooters out there for Boston. But we have seen throughout the playoffs that this coach is able to come up with a defensive scheme for whoever team he's playing right now. So
whatever team.
You know, so I'm going with Golden State, but it can still happen. Boston can still win this thing.
Yeah, Boston will win this thing, but they can't do what they did in game 7 the other day. You had Marcus Smart who missed five consecutive shots.
Stephen A. You got to leave the pass to Stephen A. These dudes have moved
on. This is not the. Okay, put it like this: in the future, Marcus Smart cannot miss these shots. He cannot miss shots when your team is ahead by 9-10 points with 3 minutes left in the game. You got to push the pedal to the metal.
You think he don't know that?
Right.
You think Marcus Smart doesn't know that?
Well, if he won the championship, he better know.
Do you think Udoka has not gotten in his ear and told him this is what we're going to need from you?
That's what I'm saying. He's going to take heed because the championship is in within reach.
Do y'all remember when we did the East and West? We went down the line and everybody said who was going to be in this position that they in right now, Golden State and Boston. So Kel said Golden State, Miami. I said Mavericks, Miami. Tane said Mavericks, Boston. Darius said Golden State, Boston. So he was right on point. Ted said Miami, Mavs. 57 said Boston, Golden State. 007 said Boston, Golden State. Both of those two was on point. Debo said Boston, Golden State on point. And Marcus said Miami, Golden State. He only got one. Him, he only got one. Tang got one. Kel got one. And everybody else got two, except for me and Ted.
Right.
And Marcus.
Well, I'm,
so we doing I'm, pretty I'm, good. I'm, now 57 said Golden State. We just go back. When everybody go around, we just go back again and see who's going to actually win it. I need everybody to tell me who's going to actually win it. 57 said Golden State. 007, who you say?
I say it's going to, no, but I'm going to be the Grinch today. It's going to be Boston Celtics with a sweep because they're good on the road.
With a sweep?
I said it.
Come on,
just today. See, this is a hard question, man. This is a hard, hard question because
I know.
It really depends on
everybody thinking about their answer.
Mm-hmm.
Both of these teams are great ambassadors of their style of ball. Boston can smother you on the defensive end, and Golden State can shoot you out the gym.
So, killing time.
Really, no, I'm not killing time. I'm explaining my damn answer.
Hey, watch your mouth, Kel.
Do what?
Fall for it, Kel.
No, where we at, though? Somebody tell that fool.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Okay. I'm muting myself.
My man.
I love it.
But it's hard to make a choice with which team will win because it really depends on are the ref going to call petty calls against the Celtics when they cramp down on defense? Or are they going to allow Golden State the Euro step and all that?
We don't know none of those answers.
So you're telling me just out the air, grab a team that's going to win. If I do that,
it's only two out there.
Defense wins championship. I'm going to go with the team that plays defense. How about that?
Which one is that?
Celtics.
Come on, y'all.
Oh, y'all trying to tell me Golden State didn't play any defense?
I needed you to say it. That's all. I just needed you to say it out loud. I know what it is. Come on, Tang. Follow up.
I just said the Celtics.
Right. Celtics.
You know, they signed these twins here lately.
Come on, Lou.
They agree on everything.
Warriors, with Thompson back in the line for the finals, I think they got it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Come on, Darius.
It's not gonna be easy though. You know, they both my teams, but I'm gonna go with Warriors.
Oh Lord.
Either way
you want, huh?
Yeah.
Hold up.
I'm glad you don't like baseball, buddy.
No,
yeah.
All the hell I just went through, this man comes on and say, they both my team. That don't make it right.
Listen, we try to keep the show moving right along, and we entertain them, and it's always winning ways. We not doing that.
Hold on.
Look, he only took 20 seconds to say his thing.
Yeah, that was only – but look, all of these teams is fighting for me to be a fan of them, not for – it's the other way around. Y'all got this twisted. So whoever wins, they win me because I'm a winner at the end of the day, just like they a winner.
They win you.
I'm the prize.
Okay. We can make this up, y'all. We cannot make this up.
No, you can't.
You can't make this up.
I see.
That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, D, I just got one question, man. Did you think of that this weekend and say, I know when I go on Tails Court again, I would say that. I'm going to use that one. While you were sitting playing, man.
That's how I explain it to people, though. These are teams I'm trying to become They want me to be a fan. So you got to win. As the season goes on, you know, in the playoffs, everyone, they falling off until we get to the end. That's my team. You fought this whole season for me to be a fan. There we go. Now we're going to clap it up, and I'm going to celebrate with y'all.
I understand what you're saying, because everybody can't be a Pittsburgh Steelers. Everybody can't win like we do.
Wow.
This dude has developed a philosophy behind that mess he thinks. Whoa.
Amen.
Hey, Dirty.
Amen.
Hey, Dirty. Hey,
hey,
yeah.
Look how he's strong. He's from this morning. I birthed him, so I got to love him.
Hey, Mo. Let me tell y'all something. I've been dealing with that so long, I don't even get into them conversations with y'all when he started talking.
Yeah.
I feel like you've been he told me all around in the circle. I'd be like, God damn it. And then what he's saying, I understand what he's saying, but I'd be like, let me just not say nothing, dog. Forget it. Because
I think just because that's not our era of sport.
We have had people
who have thought that way, but them Bammers would get Jones away from the lunch table. Them Bammers would get pushed off the block. They would never sit in the back of the school bus no more. All of that. There would be no coming in here talking about some I won, and you ain't got one stitch of clothing that you have worn months before they actually won. Nah, okay. We didn't just pick up no team like that. But, hey, today is 2022. Do what you do.
Online.
I mean,
online,
in my case,
everybody online said pick Boston. But Betty picked Boston.
Okay.
Shay said pick Boston. Everybody's picking Boston.
In my case, I will be in Massachusetts with some clam chowder, with my Wizard jersey on, and celebrating.
That's nasty.
Oh, sure.
You going to be out there for real, 007?
I'm dead serious. I'm going to have some New England clam chowder with a big bowl of clam chowder with my Wizard jersey on, surrounded by green.
There you go.
That's right. I'm going to be looking for you. I'm going to be looking.
Me too.
Don't go over to Applebee's and get him a bowl of clam chowder. He ain't going up to Boston because they ain't winning nothing.
I can't.
Say me if you. Yes, sir. Want a couple of bowl, baby? You want a couple of bowls?
I want a Super Bowl.
Oh, man.
See, we ain't even got there yet.
Hey, look, some Oyster crackers. I got to have the Oyster crackers, and I have to have some hot sauce.
Ooh, nice.
I can't.
I got Oyster crackers with clam chowder. And Lou going, ooh, that's nice.
You know what he said earlier, what he was doing. So his mind all over the place. He hungry now. He don't know what he want to eat. He can eat everything.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my
uh-huh. Peanut butter and jelly comes sliding through there right now. He done.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, man. Let me go in this kitchen. Fix me some peanut butter and jelly sandwich right quick.
Man,
I'm pumping for real, guys.
He's the only one on the peanut butter and jelly.
Bro.
That junk will be my best friend tonight. Trust me.
Oh, man.
I got one thing to say. Go ahead, Tay.
Hey, Big Bro, if you do that tonight, grill that joint like it's a grilled cheese. You'll never go back.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm going to try that.
See?
And I got to throw
some
more
grill. Amazing.
Listen. You got to understand.
Eat that boy when it come off hot.
Yeah.
You got to understand one thing, Tang. I have no problem with what you're saying. And I want to try it, but I turn into a big baby after about 9:30, 10 o'clock, man. So it's Reese's Cup.
Let Reese's Cup.
So,
hey.
If she
what kind of
reason
she kept at anyway? She ain't on live.
She in the kitchen cooking now. So, you know.
Okay.
If she feels like it, yeah, I'll try and report back to y'all ASAP. Yeah, you know I mean?
Okay.
But,
honey, it'll be an atonement from eating that joint.
Hey, bruh.
It's
I guarantee
amazing.
You'll never go back.
Yeah.
You'll
never
be one
of
them reeled all the time.
All right, y'all. Lakers hire Darvin Ham for their next head coach, y'all. Who is Darvin Ham?
I don't understand.
Oh, that's
that.
The dude that
I do
shot
not
the
understand
back.
That.
No, I know. I was just
yes.
Y'all but, know.
Yeah, I remember Darvin
yeah,
Ham played
I
with
I do not understand it.
He
was assistant
he's
for the Fox.
Coach. He's another coach that LeBron can decide we could do without him.
Exactly.
We don't know that yet, though, y'all. He might. We don't know that yet. Because let me tell
what
you
about
Darvin
Ham's personality
because,
tell you it's going to be different, thing. What about Darvin
Ham? Listen to me. Just like y'all just said, you didn't see this coming. And I know Magic Johnson is getting back with them. Magic back with the Lakers. They picking the right people. We just don't know what Darvin Ham is doing. Look at the dude that came out for Boston Celtics. How can we say what he's going to do if we never know? Like, I feel like 57. I can't believe it either. But they must know something that we don't know.
Tang, listen. First of all, Magic is working with Jimmy Buss. He's not back with the organization. He's just working with Jimmy Buss.
I know, but you might, bruh. Come on, if he's working with it, he's back. Believe that. Magic, all 10 fingers is in his hands is in everything going on with that Lakers because he pissed off the way they went down. Now, he might say that he ain't doing a whole lot, but, dog, when they screamed Magic came back, them people was happy. And Magic, all his fingers going to be on everything.
Well, I hope so. I hope so, and I hope at the same time he can find a way to put LeBron in the place that he needs to be in. You know what I mean?
I'm not
saying shut up and dribble, y'all. I'm not saying that at all. But I know Magic will have no problem telling LeBron, this is your job, this is mine. And it's not too much that LeBron will be able to say to Magic in regards to that. It's not too much. So maybe
the person that LeBron is, he got the utmost respect for Magic. He's not that type of player. He's not going to go against Magic. Not Magic.
Yeah. I think if Tang is right, and Magic is really coming back to the Lakers. That LeBron could lifetime with the Lakers could be short, very short.
Exactly.
Because Magic's going to be on that team to be a winner right now. And, you know, I don't know how many more years we think LeBron got out there. He ain't going to play forever.
Two.
No doubt.
I'm with you, dude.
Well, he might be a coach with his son, but I don't know if his legs will stand the pressure or stand the test of time.
I'm with you, sis. His agenda and reasoning don't match what Magic says. So
exactly.
he can say what he wants to do all he wants to. You know, to be honest, I feel like the only way we'll see him playing with his son is in Cleveland. Because Cleveland is about the only place where LeBron can do whatever he wants to do.
Boy,
exactly.
You dudes must be talk to each other. Huh.
Who was that? What
you and Tang, the same thing he said earlier today. Your number one father, Tang.
Great minds think alike.
It's common sense, bro. It's common sense.
I got one thing to say, y'all.
Name another team in this.
Why would you? If I was his son, I would be. I wouldn't care who going to Cleveland. I don't want to go to Cleveland.
Why not? Cleveland's not bad.
I want to go to Cleveland. This is just enough to get me in the NBA. Once you get in the NBA, you in it.
Well,
I mean, let's just get in the NBA. I
want to be in Cleveland. I'd be like, Dad, you need to stop someplace else. Go to Chicago.
Hey, 57.
Go to Chicago. Yo.
If they didn't set that tall boy Allen down, you'd have saw Cleveland in the playoffs this year, man, if that boy Allen didn't get hurt. They said he got hurt.
Yeah.
Cleveland was in the top of things.
I ain't talking about the team, Tang. I wouldn't want to be in the city. I wouldn't want to be in the city, period.
Why not? LeBron had built that thing.
No, he's
not. Yeah. I've been there. I've been there. I wouldn't live in Cleveland.
I want to go to Boston.
I would live in Boston before I would live in Cleveland. I would live
in
Boston any day before I would live in Cleveland. Yep.
I want to see some people that look like me. So.
Well, you can see some up there that look like you. We all look alike.
In Boston, it's not a lot of us up there in Boston, but it's a lot of us in Cleveland. It's just cold.
Yeah. Now, hey, you got sometimes you got to embrace the things that it's cold in Cleveland. You think it's cold in Boston? It's cold in Cleveland.
Yeah.
I got some great news for y'all. I got some amazing news.
Yes.
In 100 days, y'all, listen, in 100 days, Chico football 2022.
Got it.
Baseball.
I know that's right.
Got the damn Belmont Stakes to go.
We need more. 100
days.
Because
we in the baseball season. That's why.
Yeah.
I skipped right over it. Y'all know we football for real. But
right.
I just went on
and
let y'all know how many more
right?
days. What'd you say, Lou?
That's 100 days to the regular season, correct?
Correct.
Okay, because I guess you only count the preseason.
Nah, boo. I went on past them.
Okay,
never mind.
I
thought
yeah,
I
went on
pay
them.
Right. Man, I can't wait. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. I suppose that counts
your team, 007? Who's your team, 007?
I'm glad you asked that. My pope.
No, you said you can't wait,
but
I want to know who's your team. Who's your team?
My team is the Commanders.
And you can't wait. Oh my goodness.
New generation. Hey, look, it just sucked that came out on how it came out. But it is what it is. It's Birmingham Gold that's gonna be out in the field.
That's who y'all are. Why you apologizing for who you are? That's who y'all are. Y'all are the Washington Commanders.
That's who we originally is right there. You just heard the fight song.
He can't play the words to that song no more.
You really can't play the
words.
I never liked him anyway.
No, they can't say it. No.
Nope.
Oh, man. Oh, okay. Damn.
I never liked them.
I'm
going to tell y'all something.
Never
they gonna still
liked
say
them. Anyway. Yeah, they are. Just like we can't wear it again and all that. Hey, Kirby, tell them what the hell
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? Let me back up a minute. And somebody said a half a pound don't make no difference. I tell you what, if 007 joins me a half a pound of weed, it's going to be a drive-by tonight.
Wait a minute.
Ronnie over there talking. Ronnie Bowen talking racist about all them crackers and everything. Yeah, I heard that.
I wasn't racing for no crackers. I wasn't racing for no crackers.
Your damn clam chowder. Your damn clam chowder. You can bathe in that clam chowder for all I give a damn. Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, go ahead, Mr. Kirby. Go ahead.
Hey, Kirby,
only thing I can say to you, continue on to cut up that poor shoulder and stuff. And add some vinegar and some crushed red peppers to them things. That's all you got.
While Ronnie was on Kel's Corner, his proctologist called. They found your head.
Your butt.
Don't say it.
I didn't get that.
Hey, you know what? Kirby, I'm going to call your wife and have her check your medication. There's something going on out there.
I don't know.
It's
going to the corner, Kirby.
I'm with Lou on this one.
Seriously, it's always a pleasure to call into this show because y'all know
your sports.
Y'all know your sports and you keep things interesting. And Kel especially, it takes him 45 minutes to pick a winner. You know, I mean, it's A or B. You know
how much?
I'm
gonna pick the Parquet Floor Boys. I'm gonna go with Boston.
Boston.
Put me down for Boston.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, that's cool. That's cool, Kirby. I give you that.
They're a road team. They gonna kick some butt. They got the deal.
How many games, Kirby? How many games?
I'm gonna go six. Because Golden State are not going to get swept. Golden State will not get swept.
Mm-hmm. You mean Boston, Kurt?
Yeah, I picked Boston, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The parquet
I was just being the Grinch on Kirby, that's all.
I know, buddy.
I was just being the Grinch.
Yeah, me and Ronnie friends, you know, we went to different schools. We went to different schools with each other. Yeah. That's right.
Okay.
But I tell you what, my Burgundy Gold team in 100 days, they gonna whoop Jacksonville, then they gonna whoop the Lions, and then they gonna just beat the dog mess out of the Eagles.
Miss Kirby needs to check your medicine.
You know what, man? 5399927825699972. Kirby, hold that for 1 second. When we come back, we're gonna get into this football thing, this NFL. All right, we'll be right back, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Motherfuckers say that I'm foolish. I only talk about Jews. Do you fools listen to music or do you just skim through it? See, I'm influenced by the ghetto you ruined. The same dude you gave nothing, I made something doing what I do through and through. And I give you the news with a twist of just his ghetto point of view. The renegade, you've been afraid. I penetrate pop culture, bring them a lot closer to the block.
The block where they,
renegade!
Latest NFL rumors and trades. Your boy Jerry Jones called CeeDee Lamb an upgrade over Amari Cooper. This is a two-part question. Do you think it was right for Jerry Jones to do that? And why did Jerry Jones take that type of shot at Amari Cooper? You know,
Probably because Amari didn't want to stay here. He was, you know what I'm saying? That's the only thing I can think of. But, I mean, I don't mind him doing that because Amari was already gone. So it ain't like it just happened. Amari been gone. So all he did was gave the person that was there the number one spot. I ain't mad at him. He just got to prove that he the number one man this year. That's because I don't know if he should have it either. But he definitely got to prove it.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
Is CeeDee Lamb a number one candidate to and you know what? I swear to you, man. Every time I look at that Bama, CeeDee Lamb, I see Mook. But he looks exactly like Mook. And I'm like, damn, it's hard to hate him. You know what I mean? It's hard to hate him because he looks so much, you know, he looks so much like your son, so it's hard to hate him. But, yeah, I'm trying to tell you, man.
He almost there.
What's that?
Yeah.
Almost where?
He almost there.
Waving that flag.
I'm the father. Waving that flag, baby. I'm waiting for you to go out and buy your hat and some boots. Hey sis, go out and get you some cowboy boots and some hats to start selling, cause he gonna buy them out. Cause you know he ain't stocked up yet.
Hey, listen, let me tell you one thing. One thing you ain't ever worry about is DMV Kale buying some down. Listen, Tree, for Tree's birthday, she got San Francisco stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
Chicago Bulls stuff. Hey,
yes.
Tell them about what you got for your birthday. A half a gallon of Tito's.
Yeah.
Why? Because DMV Kale.
That's how it starts out. That's what starts out with the Tito's, bro.
57.
With the Tito's. Oh.
You know Tito's made in Dallas, Texas, right?
Cut that out.
Tito's made in Dallas, Texas. Boy.
Yeah, he's crazy, man.
How you know that, 57? How you know that?
Huh? Because I read.
He read the ingredients and everything, huh?
Nah, he made that on a Patron bottle.
Bruh, it could have been on a Ripple bottle. You never know. I went back. I know y'all youngest. Y'all don't understand that part.
What are you talking about?
Boone's Farm. Y'all don't know nothing about none of that stuff.
I'm just saying. My boy had a special place in my heart. And every time I see CeeDee Lamb, I see him.
Don't
CeeDee Lamb?
Every time I see CeeDee Lamb, I see him. Mm-hmm. But don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. There is no cheering for CeeDee Lamb. There is just an occasional, okay.
I ain't mad at you because there's two people that made it on the Cowboys. You know what I'm saying? I ain't mad at you.
If I would have to say anything, I would say he liked the Lakers and he liked the Cowboys because we talk basketball, LeBron, Lakers. We talk kids football. Dak ain't that.
You need to start taking your medication, man.
I didn't take
man.
It today, baby.
You missing
I
go crazy over the bullet.
I'm talking about your cohort, your partner.
Wait a minute, what?
I ain't talking about you. Talking about Kev. No, I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about Kev. Whenever we talk. Okay, go ahead. I'm going to shut up.
All I told is Lakers, y'all.
Right.
Okay. Hey, man, listen, man. Stop taking your medicine before you get on the show, man. You won't
no, no, man. It seems like if since your team is the Washington Commanders, when we start talking football, it seemed like you would start talking about your team first. But you won't start talking about the Cowboys. They ain't your team. I'm going to talk about the Steelers. I want to talk about the Steelers. The Pittsburgh Steelers. What's nothing to talk about right now? Ain't nothing to talk about right now, bro. We just going through the motions.
There is something to talk about.
Like, okay, what is it? Okay. No. OTAs are open. OTAs are open. I don't need to know all of that.
Say that.
I don't need to know all of that. Who came to camp and who didn't go to camp?
Just say that.
I don't need to know all of that. This a volunteer. Look, this is a volunteer thing, man. OTAs is a volunteer. You don't have to go. Lamar Jackson ain't going. A whole lot of people ain't going. It's a volunteer thing.
So, let me get this straight. 57 cannot talk.
I'm getting a lot of light, though. I got to get
but DMV Jail, DMV Jail can talk about other teams. He can only talk about his team.
I'm saying it ain't nothing really to talk about.
But he makes something to talk about every week. We make something to talk about every week. Have you heard me say if you want your team talked about, do your homework? I haven't asked to talk about my team.
I haven't asked to talk about football, period. I don't need to, Kale. I know what's
hey,
right. Hey, Kale.
Did you complain
unlike,
about
unlike, look,
everybody else?
We know what our identity is. We know what our name is.
I got something to say.
Expect you to talk about yours if you don't want to hear.
Don't get upset, Kale, because I called you out about wanting to be a Cowboys fan. Don't get mad at me. I didn't mean no harm.
I'm just trying to get 57 to do his homework. And talk about
if you want to be a rootin' tootin', shootin' cowboy, go right ahead. I ain't mad at you.
Anyway, hey, you know what? You know what I just realized?
Hey, you falling for a bit, bro.
Nah. That was the little kid that got punched in the mouth.
On the
ring. No, I ain't never get punched in the mouth, Kale. I ran. Yes, sir.
I never get punched in the mouth.
Yeah.
I ran.
I ain't do no running. I couldn't. I had to live around that neighborhood.
Huh?
I had to see him again. So I just had to deal with it.
Hey, when you
come out the door, you come out running,
bro.
Nah.
I was never that fast. Ran to the store and back. I was the fastest person on my street.
I was never that fast, man. I had to face some people coming and going. You know what I mean? That just
Every house on my street wanted to kick my butt.
Yeah, because you was over there talking trash.
That's exactly how I live. Everybody up and down the street. If I got stopped, I was going to get my butt kicked about 3 times before I got home.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, boy, you just walk right
I think I was giving out butt whoopers. I wasn't getting no butt whooping. I was kicking butt.
I won't get none either, sis.
I need to tell y'all a sad note, y'all. Okay, so Jeff Gladney, 25-year-old from Arizona, first-round pick, cornerback from Arizona. He was in a car accident with his girlfriend. Neither one made it.
Oh, man.
They both died in a car accident. Jeff is 25. He was 25 years old, and his name is Jeff Gladney. He was playing with the Arizona Cardinals. He was a cornerback, and his girlfriend, her name was Mercedes Andrea Palacios, and she was 26 years old, and she passed away as well.
Mm-hmm.
This was on Monday, Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
This just happened. So us here at Kale's Corner, we want to send out our condolences and prayers to both families, of the people that were in the accident, Jeff Gladney and Mercedes Palacio. That's her name. Yeah.
No doubt. Wow. Dang. We're going to take a quick commercial on that one. You just sunk up with that one, baby. But, hey, it had to be done. Prayers to that family, man.
Exactly.
You know, Kale's Corner is sending them up for y'all, man. 563-999-3782. When we come back, Colin Kaepernick. Can we talk Colin Kaepernick, y'all? Everybody cool with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Being though he's not a Washington football player. It was just a rumor, guys. Turns out it's just a rumor going around. And you know what? I think this rumors and the others like it are the reason that Colin Kaepernick really hasn't been offered a serious opportunity to play for someone in the NFL. I wouldn't even be beyond believing some of these teams are putting this rumor out to see how the NFL world reacts to Kaepernick having a job with another team. You know what I mean? Like a temperature gauge. They're just trying to see, okay, these people not really upset about Kaepernick being there, so we might be able to bring him in or whatever, you know. So
get yourself. Mhm.
So you know, it's like at this point, I'm serious. I wanted Colin Kaepernick to have an opportunity, but. I mean, let's be honest, man. It's just taking so much away from the younger players who are coming into the league and trying to make a name for themselves. And I'm left to ask the question, do you really want that opportunity? Do you, you know, because there have been, as we discussed at full nauseam, other opportunities where he's had the chance to work out and try to be a part of this team or that organization, and he said no. He didn't want to do it. So, you know, I think it's to the point where he's comfortable with the money that he has, the money he's won from the lawsuit, you know, and it just to me, it's just time for us to move on. That's all I'm saying. Is it time to move on, man? What say you, sis?
I'm with a catch 22 with it. If they're gonna do it. I mean, so we can stop being a distraction. You know what I mean? Like, if you're gonna do it, just go ahead and do it already. Like, if you just get it over with. But if you're not gonna do it, stop stringing this man along. Stop saying he's gonna, y'all gonna keep bringing him in, working him out. Stop doing all that stuff. Like, it's tiring. It's getting old. It's just played out right now at this point. My thing is, if y'all want this man to play and y'all keep saying he'll upgrade to what y'all already got, then put him on the roster. If not, let the man go home and make some chicken. Period. Yeah.
I agree with sis. You know, if Colin Kaepernick got the right to seek employment in the NFL just like everybody else, I know some
That's
people
right.
say, you know, he's holding young people back, somebody that could be on a squad, but he got the right to seek that employment in his profession. But
right.
also, I agree with sis, too. Don't just bring this guy in to give him a publicity stunt or tell him you're going to bring him in for a workout. If you're serious about him, bring him on in and put him on the roster and stop all this
right.
bull crap. Every year somebody
right.
want to work him out. For what? Now, having said that, if I was an owner, I would not be trying to sign a quarterback unless it was for publicity that hasn't played the game for 4 years. I wouldn't want him on my team. That's
right.
just my feeling.
Mhm. Yeah. You entitled to that? You entitled to feel how you feel? So, I mean, it is what it is. Am I saying still saying? If you will let the man play, let him play. If you not, then be done with it. Period.
Right. Right. I mean,
He did say. The 49ers to the Super Bowl, so that is on his resume. Although, yeah, it's been quite some times ago, and by him being in the NFL, it could be a breath of fresh air for fans. You know, I know he's not the best quarterback throw, pocket throw, and everything, but just seeing Cap in a uniform, you know, it's a breath of fresh air. What I heard was a 2-year, $30 million deal or something.
Why? Let me ask you a question. Why would that be a breath of fresh air? Why do you regard that as a breath of fresh air?
Because the thing, for one, you know what I'm saying, I did like the way how, you know saying, he, you know, stood up, you know, for what he stood up for. When everybody sat down and, you know, was taking it. And, you know, saying, I think it's courageous, you know, for a player of this caliber to do that. Like, and not only that, you miss some money, you know, saying, not be able to, you ain't even worry about money or anything, although he was still getting paid at Nikes. But that's besides the point. Now, you know, saying, they offer him a 2-year contract for him to stay on the team, you know, if he make the team being the Raiders, you know.
I don't know if that's fake news or not.
That's fake. Yeah.
I mean,
I
put it on there because it was on one site, but I can't find it anywhere else. Nobody is confirming it. So right now it's fake news.
I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I will be, you know, very happy him being, you know, the quarterback for the, or even the backup quarterback for the Raiders, because that's what he started off, you know, as a backup. So I'll be happy to just make the team. You know, you miss all them times off, and you know, and there's a lot of fans, Cap fans out there, because I have a Cap fan up in Madison, his San Francisco 49er. He was outraged when, you know, saying he couldn't play no more or anything. He don't like, you know, the current quarterback. Didn't like Adam Smith. He just like Cap. So, you know, maybe going maybe going to become a Las Vegas Raiders fan after this one. I don't know, but that's besides the point.
Right.
It'd be good for the NFL. It'd be good for the NFL just by him just being on the roster. You know,
he sued the NFL,
I'm talking about, y'all. That's what I'm talking about. We got to get away from all this gesturing. Kaepernick could sign with somebody. It would just be a gesture. Name one quarterback. Let's say the Raiders, the team that is actually working him out right now. Do you really think the Raiders think he's a better opportunity at quarterback than Derek Carr? Do you really think
no?
The
they must
think
be.
That?
They keep turning them back down.
I don't think they. I don't think they feel that. No.
The analysts say they do that. I'm firsthand talking to the Raiders organization. They said that Kaepernick is an upgrade from what they have right now. He's such an upgrade. And I'm like,
that's not an upgrade.
Man.
He's not that.
Like,
he's
what?
A feel-good story, but he ain't no upgrade.
When I see an official wearing Raiders gear, standing up at a press conference and saying that, I'll believe it. Then I'll believe it. Until then, it's nothing but talk. It's nothing but...
Well, no, these were the analysts saying it. The analysts were saying it, not the people in the Raiders camp. No, the analysts were saying this. And they already stood up and said it. You can rewind it, the tape.
Okay.
And I was like, y'all just analyst people. Like, y'all ain't cut no checks.
Yeah, and they don't get a check from the team. So, you know...
Right.
We appreciate your opinion, but you're not.
Thank you.
Yay. Come on in, Marcus. What's up, bro? Welcome back.
Thank you, man. Yeah, I had to. I'm sorry, man. I had to train my client real quick, so I wanted to jump back in, especially on this topic, because this is a good topic right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, I know how y'all feel about Kaepernick or whatever. And you're looking at it from a football standpoint, but the fact that Kaepernick, they are really, really taking a look at him, and they're trying to promote him to get him back in the league, I'm happy about that, bro. Like, even if they don't wind up taking him, even if they do take him and it just gets him back in the league, he is a step up for a lot of people. Where he is right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And honestly, like I said, I'm really happy about that. I mean, politics-wise, you know the Raiders, you know what they went through with their last coach, with all the racial comments and the misogynistic comments that was being made on the emails. So from that standpoint, this is also a way to wipe that up.
Yeah, true that.
So basically what you're saying, Marcus, is that it's like they're using Cap as, you know, a cover up or trying to cover things up with the organization. Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is they're trying to say I'm sorry. Yeah, they're trying to say I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's what they're trying to do. And
all right.
And the truth of the matter is they can't be responsible for one man's ignorance. But I like this I'm sorry, because it's long overdue that Colin Kaepernick be back in the league, bro. He should have never been kicked out in the first place.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it's long overdue.
Yes.
And this one is a big representation. This ain't something small. We get Colin Kaepernick back in the league after he sued the league, won, you know what I'm saying? They blackballed him. They did all they could do. You feel what I'm saying? So this is big. This is big for the culture.
Well, you know what? Just thinking, hearing you say that, Marcus. Do you guys feel this is a new league that we're approaching? We have an owner. Other owners are voting on his tenure in the league or ownership of a team in the league. We have players who sued the league, getting back in the league. I mean, is does this seem like a new NFL to you guys?
It's weird.
It sounds the same to me.
No. It sounds the same to you?
I said it feels the same to me. It feels the same.
No.
The NFL, I don't think the NFL is the same.
They always was with the BS, so, I mean, it's just a little bit more BS than normal.
I think the BS is more exposed than it's ever
been.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, I can go with that.
I think the BS, yeah.
They can't hide behind it no more. Yeah.
Right. We all have to recognize one thing. Gruden was so comfortable sending those misogynistic emails because that's how they've always talked to one another.
And he went in his case.
Exactly. So, you know, I mean, I just feel like this is a new NFL, y'all. I think this is a new NFL we're approaching here.
Everybody's missing and don't care.
Everybody telling on everybody. No loyalty.
No.
Hey.
But I mean, at the same time, we all should be happy. We all should be happy at the same time because it is killing the curiosity that we've all carried for years about the league. It's putting to rest those rumors and different things of that nature, that we've all felt when it came to the league. All of that stuff is going to rest now. And we pretty much know, they really did going cahoots against Kaepernick. We can see it. You know?
Yep.
So
Sad. It's sad and it's embarrassing. The NFL is sad right now. It's the way they took them. It's a sad and it's embarrassing. And, you know, like a lot of fans don't even, you know, want to buy tickets no more to go to the games. They don't, you know?
Right.
We lost a lot of people. We lost a lot of, you know, sales with the, I mean, not alone with the Burgundy Gold, but it's a lot of people don't even want to watch NFL. They're looking forward for the spring football, like the SFL and the new league, especially with
You got to understand this. Everything you just said is the reason why they're doing everything in their power to get Dan Snyder out of there.
Yeah.
Because the rest of those owners, they don't want the curtain pulled back any more than it's already been.
Right.
They don't want information out there more than what has already been exposed. So what do? Okay. This man is the reason they keep coming at us. You know, we need to make a move with him. We need to do something with him.
But
here's what's crazy, though. I don't care if you get rid of him or not. if he get called to the stand, he don't got no choice but to testify. You can get rid of him all you want. He's still gonna have to testify.
Yeah, but look how good it's going to look on the NFL name. That yes, we found out what he was doing, and we made our move before everybody else made theirs. We got rid of that bad seed. That's going to be a good look on the NFL. You know what I mean?
Yes.
We told y'all that we were dealing with, huh?
A fake
you
good look.
What? Nah, a straight good look. Because we're talking about the billionaire club. And they put him out of that club. Do you know how rare it is for that to happen? So it won't be a fake. The only way it'll be fake, Mark, is if Dan Snyder is still running things in some way, shape, or form. That's the only way. And I think
this is what
they,
I mean by
have, this, go ahead.
But this what I'm this what I mean by a fake good look, right? It's a fake good look because he just becomes a scapegoat. Yeah, it look good.
Right.
It make them look good. Don't get me wrong, but. It ain't a real good look because a real good look is for them to expose them email, all of their emails. All of them. That's a real good look.
Well, guess what, Marcus?
I love y'all.
They'll lose too many people.
What I'm about to say? What I'm about to say to y'all right now? I love y'all.
We got bad news, but we got to go.
There you go. Come on, 007. I love you. Yeah,
I'm going to wait.
Go ahead.
I be expecting you to sing that the song, that little Bonnie song, Now It's Time to Say Goodbye. Every time
you know
say
what?
That.
I'm going to do it next time, just for you. I gotta learn the words. So that's my mission. I'm gonna be on it. But the Bonnie song, I'm on it.
Oh my goodness.
Yep. I'm on
my
it.
Grandma, girl.
Now it's time to say goodbye.
Oh, Trick, you supposed to be giving us time, man. Go ahead.
I know.
Give us some time.
My bad. That was my karaoke voice.
There you go.
To thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner, you guys. We love you guys so, so very much. Kale and Missy would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys, or Thursday, you guys. Kale and Missy are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. Again, the number is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Log in on blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean. Those are the ways you can follow us. Happy birthday again to Tane. Rest in peace to the Gladney and Policio family. We love you guys. Give people their flowers while they're here. Kale, come on, bring me up on the rear.
Hey, if you love them, they should know. If you love them, they should know. We'll see y'all Thursday, 5 p.m. For those of you who want your team talked about, do your damn homework.
We love you guys.
let some love shine on through. And don't fight the feeling, just keep on feeling. Everybody, keep on moving, 'cause I know we can get it over so better.
Give it all you got.
Let's keep rising to the top.
Give it all you got.
And we won't let nobody stop us.
Give it all you got.
We'll just keep trying, yeah.
Give it all you got.
Oh, baby.
Give it all you got. Ooh, I need you. Give it all you got. Give it all you got.
You got to win.
A lot of confusion, but the